إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and we continue reading from the explanation of the 40 hadith al-arba'in al-nawawiyya from the book al-minha al-rabbaniyya of our noble Shaykh al-allama al-doktor Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. الحديث الحادي والأربعون. Tonight we have the hadith number 41, the one before the last. Even though they're called 40 hadith, but they have 42. Okay? So tonight we have the 41st one, the before the last, which brings us to together, inshallah, to make a decision in which we're going to study. I have a suggestion, or we can listen to you, inshallah. Remind me after the class, inshallah. So we finish the class, we can discuss that, inshallah. Because Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, is one of the noble scholars who they used to discuss at the end of the class of any book. The Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he used to ask us and accept suggestions from the students. Since we finished this book, we're about to finish it, what you want us to do, what's the next book in the same field, inshallah ta'ala. طيب. قال عن أبي محمد عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. قال حديث حسن صحيح. إمام النووي قال حديث حسن صحيح رويناه في كتاب الحجة بإسناد صحيح. On the authority of Abu Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhuma, who says that the Messenger says, no one of you will believe as the Ramadi explained, have complete belief until his desires be in accordance to what I came with, meaning that was the Prophet came with, meaning the Sharia, or the legislation of Allah. And Imam al-Nawawi said this hadith is Hasan Sahih. He is reaching from Kitab al-Hujjah bi isnad sahih. However, this hadith was declared weak by Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, da'if fi dirali al-Jannah fi takhrij al-Sunnah, and we get you more about that inshallah as we get to that. The explanation قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم هذا نفي نفى عنه الإيمان. He says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the statement no one of you believe, he says this نفى عنه الإيمان, take the إيمان away. However, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen says يعني الإيمان الكامل. He says meaning that the person who is addressed in this narration, that the one who doesn't have a complete إيمان. حتى يكون هواه تبع لما جئت به, until his desire be in agreement and in accordance to what I was sent with, meaning that the persons, whatever they desire and they want, be in accordance to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the legislation of Islam. ثم قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله والحديث وإن كان فيه مقال. See, يعني في إسناده. Even Sheikh Fawzan, he says this hadith, even though that there is some, the ulama, they talk about its authenticity. Alright? ولكن نووي رحمه الله صححه وصححه غيره أيضا ويشهد له القرآن. He says, however, النووي, he says it's sahih, and other than him. I want to read to you what Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says about this hadith. Because Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he has the explanation of al-Arba'in, and Nawawi as well. قال قوله حديث حسن صحيح. When Imam al-Nawawi says that this hadith is Hassan, صحيح, sound, تعقب ابن رجب رحمه الله هذا التصحيح من المؤلف وقال الحديث لا يصح. However, ابن رجب, الحافظ ابن رجب, الحنبلي رحمه الله, because he took this 42 narration and add 8 more to them, and explained them himself in his great book, Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. In his book, he mentioned, he says, no, this hadith is not sound. And Nawawi said, this hadith Hassan Sahih, sound. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab, he says, no, this hadith is not sound. And then there is a benefit from Shaykh al-Uthaymeen. قَالَ وَلِذَلِكَ يَحْسُنُ تَتَبُّعْ شَرْحِ ابْنِ رَجَبْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ ونقل تعقيبه على الأحاديث لأن ابن رجب رحمه الله حافظ من حفاظ الحديث وهو إذا أعل الأحاديث التي ذكرها النووي رحمه الله يبين وجه العلة لكن معنى الحديث بقطع النظر عن إسناده صحيح وأن الإنسان يجب أن يكون هواه تبعا لما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, after he mentioned what he mentioned the grading of Al-Imam Ibn Rajab, Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab about the hadith, and that this hadith here is not sound. He mentioned that it's better to refer to what Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar said about this hadith in his book, Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. He says that because Ibn Rajab is a great imam of hadith, is a great imam in hadith from the Huffaz. When he says that this hadith is weak, for instance, especially here in the 40 hadith, when he mentioned those narrations that are weak, that the Nawawi has mentioned, he'll tell you the reason why they're weak. And that's, alhamdulillah, Ibn Rajab, he bring you the adillah, he bring you the different routes of the hadith, he talks about the isnad and the manner, the chains of narrations and the like. There's a lot of benefits, alhamdulillah. After mentioning this about the authenticity of this hadith, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he says in his book, the explanation of the Arba'in al-Nawawi, he says, however, the meaning of this hadith is sound, regardless of its chain of narration. Alright? Regardless of the chain of narration, but the meaning of the hadith itself, it's sound. Because it is incumbent upon a person that whatever he desires to do or whatever, he has to be in accordance to what the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with. Now, but the hadith itself is not sound, but the meaning is sound. That's clear, right? That's why you find Shaykh Fawzan, and we're going to go back, inshallah, maybe to the book to read some benefits from Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. That's why you find Shaykh Fawzan, he says, وَالْحَدِيثُ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ مَقَالٍ. This hadith, even though there is statements of the ulama about its authenticity and the like, قَالْ لَكِنْ يَشْهَدُ لَهُ الْقُرْآنِ. نعم. Beside that, Nawawi said it's sound, others, ulama said sound, he said, also you find that the Qur'an, we have this meaning of the hadith in the ayats in the Quran. The meaning that is sound, as Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says. For instance, we have the ayah 65 in Surah An-Nisa. We have the ayah, the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 65 in Surah An-Nisa. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فَلَوَ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But know by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, judge in all disputes between them, and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions, and accept them with full submission. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان فيكون حفظه الله فيكون هواهم تبعا لما حكم به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يكرهون ما حكم به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن كرهه كان كافرا. شيخ صالح الفوزان, after he mentioned this ayah 65 in Surah An-Nisa, he says, so whatever people desire, it has to be in accordance and agreement of what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ruled. The Muslim should not dislike or hate what the Prophet ﷺ ruled. When a ruling comes from the Sunnah, a Muslim doesn't hate that ruling, wal-iyadu billah. That's a big mistake. Rather, the Shaykh says, if someone hates that such a ruling from the Prophet ﷺ, that's a disbelief. That's kufr, wal-iyadu billah. Also, the Shaykh mentioned another ayah in Surah Muhammad. Another ayah in Surah Muhammad, the ayah number 9. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So the person should not dislike and hate what Allah has revealed. You're going to accept it. He said, this is because they hate that which Allah has sent down. So He made their deeds fruitless. قال فهذا الحديث يشهد له القرآن. So this hadith, who the statement of the ulama as related to its authenticity, and as Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, the great imam of hadith in our time rahimahullah, he says hadith da'if, is weak. Imam Ibn Hajar, Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani, قال لا يصح, is not sound. Then, however, its meaning is sound. Okay, the meaning of it is true. And it is supported by Quran. You find that meaning in the Quran. And the Shaykh, he just mentioned to us a couple of ayats. ثم قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله ومعنى هذا أن الإنسان يسلم لله ولرسوله ولا يعترض ولا يكره ما جاء عن الله ورسوله ولو كان فيه مشقة على نفسه. He says, so the meaning of this, that a person should submit to the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger, no objections whatsoever. Don't say why, or why me, or and this or that. And also do not hate anything that comes from Allah and from His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if that brings hardship to you, نعم عليه أن يصبر. Rather, a person is upon him to be patient. نعم, you want something, but then we give an example. Sometimes you find two partners, okay, partners in a business, for instance. We're going to switch a little bit. It's like the example of husband and wife is been out there for, you know. So let's switch so other people can benefit too. Let's say two partners. They start a business. But then some problems occurs, you know. And then they're like, listen, they tried to do it themselves, but they couldn't, getting worse. And that's what usually does. Okay, so finally, somebody tell them, look, why don't you go to the imam of the masjid, man, it's a good brother. So Allah, he's connected with the ulama. He present your case. He may call one of the ulama, inshallah, if he don't know himself, any statement of the ulama. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the proper way. And then that's what they do. They go, listen, we did this, we start this, based on what? Based on this. So that imam or that students of knowledge gather all the information. And then he says, okay, give me some time. I will, inshallah ta'ala, present your case to one of the mashayikh. He called one of the mashayikh. sometimes the mashayikh, they want more information. No. They want like, well, listen, what type of a partnership? Because there is different types of partnerships. What about this? So that student, so that imam will go back to the people, like Ikhwan, the sheikh said this and this. They give the information, okay? Finally, the sheikh, when everything is clear to him, he give a verdict and a ruling based on what Allah has taught him and gave him from understanding of the Quran and Sunnah. Because keep in mind, the sheikh don't even know the brothers here. Is it? I don't even know who they are, what their names, where they from, what color, what country. And still you find sometimes that, yeah, the sheikh, he took his side. Took his side? What do you mean he took his side? He don't even know him. Don't even know what country, because sometimes when the sheikh answers, the mashayikh don't even say, what country, what state? They just like, hey, salamu alaykum, alaykum salam, sheikh, hayyak Allah. I got a question, tafaddal ya ibni, go ahead. They don't. It's different, some of the people, they are known to the ulama by voice. As soon as they hear the voice, oh, hayyak Allah, kayf halik ya shaykh, kayf masjid kada wa kada, kayf ikhwa fi balad kada wa kada, But then the mashayikh, they don't, where you're from. No. So now you find those that Allah wants good for them, the verdict comes, that's it. He will say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Even if he came not in agreement to what they want, they will, of course, whenever you have a dispute, you expect always what? Huh? You expect that it be in your favor. Right or wrong? Everybody want to expect, man, that's mine. That car is mine. I'm supposed to be right. Nobody go in dispute hoping to lose. So why he go to this dispute to begin with? Now everybody wants to emerge from that as winner, or successful. But alhamdulillah for Islam. Islam put us in our proper places. Yes, you can think, you can hope, you can desire. But then, as a believer, it's normal because we're human. Any dispute between two people, husbands, partners, doesn't matter what it is, everybody wants to get the whole pie. If not, the most of it, right or wrong? And nobody say, look man, get the whole pie, just give me a little bit, okay, half slice. Now everybody wants to get all of it. But then when the verdict comes based on what Allah has legislated, no, it's not yours, it's this. Then you have to say, alhamdulillah. The Shaykh says he accept it. Never say, well, it got to be another way. See you in court, bro. And I got no other choice except to take you to the court now. Let's, Miss Johnson say what she has to say. Miss Johnson, a kafira now, after the verdicts come from a alim, based on what Allah has legislated, you want to take you to the kuffar? A'udhu billah. The ulama, he says this, you should not do this, because this is tahakum ila taghut. Now, a person rejecting what Allah's a decision based on what Allah legislated and take it to the kuffar, that's from the nawaqid al-Islam. That's from the things that nullify one's Islam. That person, is he a kafir? That's another whole thing, issue based on his level. Is he ignorant? Do we know what he taught? That's another issue. However, keep in mind that sometimes if the rulings is for your favor, alhamdulillah, according to the deen, and you live in a land of non-Muslims, for example. But then that person wants to oppress you anyway. Says, I don't care what the sheikh says, man. I ain't giving you nothing. So now in this case, the ulama, they said it's permissible to take that person to the court of the kuffar. To get only what is yours. If they give you the whole pie, says, no, I got only 2/3. He can't get the third. To show them the beauty of Islam. Not like, okay, well see, you want to do it your way, am I going to take everything? No, take only what is rightfully yours. So, ala ayin, the Shaykh, he says, حَفِظَ اللَّهِ, he says, do not hate anything that came from Allah and from His Messenger. And this is not easy to apply, Ikhwan. Because as a human being, especially when it comes to money, to children, this, that, these matter disputes. Like I says, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, except from those that Allah has mercy on them, many people, they just follow their desires. Because in the midst of this disagreement, they already have an idea what they want. You see? He wants it his way. But then the true Muslim is like, look man, whatever is going on in my mind, of course I want all this, but prepare yourself to accept the verdict that is based on the Adilla. And never ever go against that. Even if it's not in your favor. And you think it's not in your favor. How it couldn't be in your favor? It's from Allah. But look how the desires. The nafs tell you, man, it's not in your favor. It is in your favor. Because Allah rules only what is good. Mm-hmm. Allah protects you. By the ruling, He protects you against transgression. Transgress against others and against yourself. So, even though it becomes a hardship on you to accept that, because now you have to give up those children to their mother. The mother gotta give them up to who? To the father. You see what I'm talking about? So who wants to give up his children? Nobody. Well, that's another issue, subhanAllah. If we kept getting from one route to another, we're gonna switch the topic completely today. That's why parents has to fear Allah and should know once that there is no marriage that is problem free. If you're dealing with a partner, you're dealing with a human being. He is not complete in iman. Yes, he as a human being, I'm not going to say he has the right, but yes, you may see something that you never expected from him. And don't be surprised. Some people are still surprised. Why are you surprised? We're human. We deal with one another. Today I'm nice, tomorrow who knows? I ask Allah to make me nicer tomorrow. But if I'm not, then you gotta say, hey, that brother is a human being. I'm not an angel. Have I told you I'm an angel? No, I'm not. So tomorrow, you may see from me something. So don't be surprised. Deal with it in the right way. Be patient with me. Talk to me nicely. And the like. Now, the Shaykh says, so be patient. وَتَعْرِفْ أَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ عَيْنُ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْخَيْرِ. And you know that what Allah has ruled, whether in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger, that's the only way that is right. That's what brings rectification. The matter will never be rectified without this. Alright? The matter is rectified only through accepting and applying the rules of Allah. You gotta believe in this. This is aqeedah. There is no ruling that is better than the rule of Allah. There is no ruling that is better than the rule of what the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought. So and amazingly you find some people Salafiyya, Manhaj, Kada, Kada. Allah Musta'an. And then you find gotta be another way. What do you mean gotta be another way? It's different if somebody tell you, look, akhi, whatever you guys are going through, here's my opinion. Now he's like, akhi, that's your opinion based on what? My experience. That's experience. No Quran, no Sunnah involved, nothing. I ain't ask nobody from the ulama. That's my opinion. Take it or leave it. Yes, you have the right to say, akhi, you gotta be a better opinion. You can. Go to someone else. But when the alim says, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ, and he's going to say, you got to be a better way. Which way? Which way? You the man who says your aqeedah is the aqeedah to salaf. You follow the manhaj of a salaf, salafiyya. Does he think salafiyya is in it, what's written on your t-shirt? No, man. It's what's settled in your heart. أَيْنَعَمْ عَلَى أَيِّن وَلَوْ كَانَ فِيهِ مَا يَشُقُّ عَلَى نَفْسِي أَوْ يَثْقُلُ عَلَيْهَا. So the Shaykh said, you should believe that good is only in what Allah legislated for you. Even if that decision bring you some hardship. See? It was heavy on you. Give up this. Let it go. You're holding now to something, but you have to let it go. Not only to let it go in charity, you're giving it to your opponent. You say, what is? At least if the verdict comes, listen, you know what, both of you, none of you are going to get this. Give it in charity. Give that $100,000 in charity. But now it's even, subhanAllah, now you're going to give it to the one who you were hoping to emerge victorious over him. Now you have to give it to him. That's difficult, no doubt. But why you give it? This is a good question. Why? Lillah. Because the verdicts come from the deen of Allah. It is Allah who said, give it away. It's His, not yours. And also you have to thank Allah when it was for you. Don't like say, I told you, man, I got scales. Nah. Because Allah. Alhamdulillah, you're doing what is right and you thank Allah. Walhamdulillah, na'am. So sometimes there is a lot of things that we dislike and we actually we don't want it to happen to us. But it's happening by Allah's will, right? Nobody wants to lose this or give up this or. But then the Shaykh says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حُفَّتْ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the sound hadith, is surrounded by what?
Undesirable.
Dislike things that you dislike. You know, that's how the Jannah is surrounded. Hard things on you, that's, it needs mashaqqa, it's mixed with difficulty and you don't want to do it. Okay, and the hellfire is surrounded by what? Lust and desires. You see? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 216, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows, but you do not know. Don't hold to something. If Allah says, let it go, let it go. That's what's good for you. Because Allah knows what's good for you. Okay? قَلْ وَهَذَا يَقْتَدِي أَنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ يُسْلِمُ لِلَّهِ ولرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويعلم أن المصلحة والخير فيما جاء عن الله ورسوله ولو كانت نفسه فيها استثقال أو تباطؤ عن ذلك والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. He said, this subhanAllah tells us that the Muslim who understands Islam correctly and applies it, that you submit to Allah willingly and you put your matters, all the matters, in the hands of Allah. And you comply with what He has legislated in His book and in the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In your affairs, your relationship with others, every single big decision you make in your life, you're like, look, since I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah, I'm going to always do what's pleasing to Allah. And you should know, he said, the maslaha, that's the good, all good for you, is only in that which came from Allah and His Messenger. That's it. There's no way else. There's no better way. So that's why we have to pay attention when sometimes somebody says, قال الله, pay attention. It ain't gonna be no better than this. It's different if somebody comes to you and says, why do I want to do what is this? Tell him, well, listen, all my respect, but this is what I think is better. But when someone tells you, قال الله, قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, and no, you still want to like, no, listen, man, you gotta be better way. No, you can ask, say, أخي, I don't understand how this ayah or this hadith applies on our situation. You can ask that. You know, and then go to someone who can break it down. You know, say, MashaAllah, أخي, SubhanAllah, that's it. Since you mentioned an ayah and a hadith, I said, I ain't gonna argue with you no more. But however, I have one small request, please. What is it? I want to understand how this ayah and this hadith applies in our situation. Yes, you have the right to do that. But don't say, listen, man, don't bring me no ayah, no hadith. We're not in the masjid, akhi. We're in a marketplace, brother. Okay? We're not talking about nothing else. He no Ramadan. What Ramadan has to do with this? People, they start akhi because the desire, they want to do what they want to do. They just start talking crazy stuff, man. Instead to like, look, man, you mentioned Quran, you mentioned a hadith, that's it. Alhamdulillah. Good for you. But I want to understand how this applies on this matter. Let us get some more understanding, inshallah, okay? I'm not opposing the Quran. I'm not opposing the Sunnah. I just want to know how you understood this Quran, because he didn't bring me, we didn't take this matter to a sheikh or to a qualified student of knowledge that can break it down for us or help us. That's your right, yes? He wants to get some understanding. And also, because Allah knows the intention, you want to get an understanding for, because your nafs is already prepared to accept the verdict of Allah. You're not doing it because you're looking for something for you. Keep in mind, even, subhanAllah, I don't know how to translate this, but even when something comes, not in your, as you expect, or you're waiting for it to happen, that's better for you. Because what Allah chose for you, you get always, it's better than what you wish for yourself. Right or wrong? That's the reality. But it's just like, subhanAllah, sometimes we just want something so bad and we can let go. Ala ayyin, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against our desires. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against our own desires and the mischief of our own deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who they are ready to accept the verdict of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts from any opposition to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled in His book or in the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And keep in mind that Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says that's the only good way. That's the only way that is good. There is no other way. Even though your nafs, you wanted something else, you were expecting something out of it, according to what you think is right for you. But once the verdict of Allah comes, that's it. Now you got a problem, you have a problem. Okay, you're gonna go cry and like, ah, oh, subhanAllah. And get it, that's another issue. Deal with it. Learn how to deal and manage that. But never ever hate or dislike or reject or oppose the verdict of Allah and the verdict of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yusuf, you want to say something? Can we leave that to the end of the class?
Yeah.
Because I just want to read some, I thought you were going to add something according to this.
No.
The question I take it, inshallah, please, I may just mention briefly some of the fawaid from Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen. I'm just going to translate them and summarize them at the same time. Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned from the fawaid that is incumbent upon the Muslim to seek the dalil first. Then believe in the matter. Okay? Don't build or make a judgment and you're comfortable with, now you want to look for some adilla to support it. This is not how Muslims do things. He had a Salafi. No, he says, you don't just already, it's synced with you and settled with you and you make it your property now. Now you want to find some dalil, huh? To make it look like it's according to the Shara, while it was based in the first on desires. That's why Shaykh, he says, you have to study the dalil first. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he has a beautiful statement. He said, "Istadilla thumma a'taqid, la ta'taqid thumma tastadil fatadil." He said, "Istadilla thumma a'taqid." When it comes to matters of aqidah, especially, study the adilla first. Don't believe to something to be, that's it, it's my aqidah. He says, "La, find the adilla, study it from the proper sources, then believe in that matter." This is the proper way. So don't believe in a matter, now it make it your creed, and then you want to go find some adilla to support it, you'll be misguided. It's like someone's gonna go and claim a property. Huh? He claimed the property now. That's mine. Then somebody tell him, what if somebody says, you have any proofs? Proofs. Oh yeah, good idea. Now he's gonna go download some proofs, I don't know, some deeds from, I don't know, the internet. And wow, how can a person do that? No. If somebody come to you and say, look, you see that land over there? Where Walmart is on right now? It still belong to your grandparents, man. I don't know what happened. That Walmart, where Walmart is, used to belong to you guys, your family. I know you were little kids. Then what do you do now? Go find proofs. If you have real proofs and deeds of that land that used to belong to you, now you're like, hey, it's ours. Don't go fight there and riots and it is ours and smash windows. Why is yours? Where's the proof? I'll find you the proof. Get out first. This is not how things happen. This is not how marriage are supposed to take place. So the Sheikh, he says, it's incumbent upon the person to study the Adillah, the rulings based on the Adillah, and accept it. He says, so therefore your judgment is based on the Adillah. Don't already settle for something for yourself and you want to support it by Adillah. Doesn't work like that. And he mentioned this is even some of the people who they have knowledge and the people they call them ulama and they famous. He said, subhanAllah, because of they don't have this manhaj and this seal and they're not grounded in the foundations, you find them even though they famous, they have knowledge, you find them from the ulama who follow their desires, huh? You find them they already adopt a way, and how they're going to spread it amongst their followers? They got to put some dalil on it. Says, but actually the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they study the Adillah, and once it is thabit and affirmed to them that this is what is from the deen of Allah based on the Adillah, then that's what they tell the people. They call the people to the basis of knowledge. Also, he says, from the benefit, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, there al-hawa, which is the desires, it is two categories, or two types, that which is mahmud or madmum, that which is praiseworthy or dispraiseworthy, good and bad. There is desire that is good, there is desire that is bad. But the asl, he says, but this is an origin, that when the hawa is mentioned in the book of Allah or in the deen of Allah, it is what type? Bad one. The blameworthy one. The dispraiseworthy. That's why you find many ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn against following the desires. Warn following against the desires. Those who follow the desires without any knowledge from Allah. Okay? However, there is a desire that praiseworthy. Which one, if when a person do things unlike that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know. And lastly, the Shaykh, he says, point before the last, he says it is obligatory to take all disputes to the legislation of Allah. It's an obligation. You know. In all matters, your livelihood, your relationship, matters of this life and the hereafter, you turn it off to what Allah has legislated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that you need to rectify your affairs in this life and the hereafter, except that you will find it in this complete and perfect religion of Allah, the deen of Islam. He said, clear, but it is clear to certain people because Allah has given them insight and knowledge and understanding. And those matters, they are not clear to other people. And that's why you find certain people sometimes says, where is the answer in the Quran? Oh, I can't see it. You're not opening your eyes, man. It's not the eyes that see, right? It's the heart. That's why the ulama, they see things we don't see. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he mentioned in the hadith from Nu'man ibn Bashir, al-halal ubayyin wal-haram ubayyin, halal is clear, plain, haram is plain. But between these two, there is what? More mushtabihat. There is matters, many matters that are not clear. لا يعلمهن. The Prophet said لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. He didn't say لا يعلمهن أحد. And the Prophet said these doubtful matters and unclear matters, he didn't say nobody know them. He said many people don't know. The majority of the people don't know. They leave what? Minority of people that what? They know about them, have knowledge. And I give you an example. Sometimes you have a person in one house. One person is on a roof. And one person is inside the house looking from the loop.
Peephole.
That one. Alright? So now and then, both of them, they tell us what's happening outside. Which one has a better view?
The one on the roof, because he can see.
The one for the looking from the peephole, his vision is what?
Limited.
He's going to say, hey, ain't nothing going on. But a whole lot of things going on outside of the house. He didn't see it. But since he didn't see it, what? It's not there. Likewise, someone who cannot see is going to say, hey, somebody here, somebody's like, sunny day, beautiful. He's like, hey, don't listen to them. Ain't no sun today. He can see it. You know when you're sick sometimes? You have a flu and all that stuff. What is one of the things you lose?
Taste.
Right? All of you or just me and the brother? Huh? Just me and him, that's it. Abdullah?
You lose your taste. So now, somebody's like, man, he's tasty. You're like, oh yeah, give me him. He's like, hey, he's, I know taste.
You don't care. You know, that person, he denied the taste. Why? Sick. You know, because he's ill. When he now feel better, and they give him the same piece of fruit or pie, what are he going to say?
This is delicious.
They're like, listen, this is the same one last week you throw it in my face. And you said, hey, how could you eat such thing? This thing has no taste. Likewise, people make bad decisions when they don't have knowledge. Once they start learning, they start seeing clearly. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us from those who see matters that are clear. The last point the Shaykh mentioned, he says, أن الإيمان يزيد وينقص كما هو مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة والله أعلم, that iman increases and decreases. And this is the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.